Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 347, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 347. Anger must come from judgment. Judgment is the weapon I would use against myself to keep the miracle away from me. Father, I want what goes against my will, and do not want what is my will to have. Straighten my mind, my Father. It is sick. But you have offered freedom, and I choose to claim your gift today. And so I give all judgment to the one you gave to me to judge for me. He sees what I behold, and yet he knows the truth. He looks on pain, and yet he understands it is not real. And in his understanding, it is healed. He gives the miracles my dream would hide from my awareness. Let him judge today. I do not know my will, but he is sure it is your own. And he will speak for me and call your miracles to come to me. Listen today, be very still, and hear the gentle voice for God assuring you that he has judged you as the son he loves. Amen. Anger must come from judgment. Judgment is the weapon I would use against myself keeping the miracle away from me. Anger is an emotion. Emotion is an energy that has built up from an attachment. If I have anger, it is the energy of attachment. The lesson says anger must come from judgment. So this attachment and the energy must come from a belief in a judgment. Judgment is the weapon I use against myself. Judgment of what? What do I judge everything with? Isn't it that I judge everything with the idea of who I am? I have to first start with the idea of who I am in order for any judgment to occur, in order for any attachment to this idea of who I am to generate any attachment, any energy of attachment. And so judgment is only possible when I have decided, come up with, believe in who I am. If I am before experience, before thought, before feeling, if I'm the oneness of all things, then is judgment possible? Is the true miracle returning back to before thought, before experience, before emotion, to return back to the awareness of all as being myself? As soon as I make the judgment to believe I am something other than that, that is the weapon. The believing I am something other than what I am. And in that judgment, all emotions are born. All attachments are born. Anger must come from the judgment that I am something other than what I am. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to return back to the truth of who I am, to let go of the belief that I am something other than the awareness of all that is, that I am the space in which everything is. Help me to let go of the false belief of I being something other. It's just a thought. It doesn't exist. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind by coming into awareness. Noticing what bodily sensations are there. What emotions are here now? What thoughts are here now? Just allowing them all to be there, just as they are. Who is experiencing? Who is thinking? Who is aware of all this? I am. Feeling I am. Sitting here not going there. Sitting here before thought, before feeling, before the body. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in letting go of the belief that there can be something called judgment, that there can be something called anger. Help me to lay aside today and instead accept the miracle that I am as God created me. I am before time and space. Namaste.